I'm aware you're in Fort Atkinson now, but Milwaukee, I think, qualifies as one of the most segregated cities, large cities, whatever, of the United States.
Yes, it's true. It's actually the most. It's the most segregated city in this country at this time. It's hard now to say I love Milwaukee or I'm proud of Milwaukee because you look at those aspects of it, and even though my halcyon days were spent there, I didn't have to experience the things that many, many Milwaukeeans did then and still do.
And it's sad. I lived in Milwaukee for 8 to 9 years, had a good experience of it. But again, my skin is pale, and I did hear feedback from some black friends and acquaintances that, yeah, it was a different situation from them.
Very. In some aspects, it's a town I'm most comfortable in because it's really a blue-collar town, and I'm a blue-collar guy. So I understood that part of it, you know. But I knew there were other things going on. Even we all knew that in the 60s already. Who knew that there was something we needed to address, and unfortunately didn't get addressed during that opening. I blame that on the diversion that the Vietnam War provided.